And we're back on the Blitz, hour number two, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. We're live at tight end, so not taking calls today. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the Real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And that's it. That's the best ways to get in touch with us today.
JD says, AJ, you were minus three when Earl Campbell finished his college career. How can you say with any certainty that Ricky Williams is better than Earl Campbell? It's not like there's not tape available on Earl Campbell. He's not Jim Thorpe, where we just have to guess if he was good or not. Like, you can act, I mean, you can dial up Earl Campbell on YouTube.
Well,
it's not like
I was alive for both of them.
Well, yeah. What do you? And what say you, Fred?
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I don't like agreeing with you. This is like three things today I've agreed with you on. It's
I'm very wise. Very wise.
People are asking for hockey plays. I've got two medium ones tonight. They're not. I'm not going crazy, but I'm sorry. Vegas at Ottawa over six. Vegas, who inexplicably fired their coach this week. I mean, what the hell? That one over six. And Carolina-Columbus under 5.5. Those are your two plays tonight. So the streak's going to end at some point. Maybe it's tonight. I don't know. But there you go. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And
Somebody says Rage Against the Machine is the most overrated band of all time. I think that's all the credence I'm going to give it, because it's just an absurd thing to say.
Yeah.
And he's trying to say, like, it makes you older guys saying it's cool, that's what makes it cool. Like, Rage Against the Machine was a band that was out when I was, like, in high, like, formative years. So if I were trying to be hip, I'd say, like, you know, I'm super into Kanye.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I really dig Drake.
Nobody ever said that, right?
I don't know.
He's one of those. He's one of those guys who's really popular. He's like Nickelback. I don't know a single
person. Really
popular,
but I don't know anybody who's like, you know who my favorite artist is? Yeah. Drake. I don't know anybody like
that. In any team that he goes to support, not a Drake fan.
Well,
so
I'm a believer.
Look who's in the house.
The Knicks.
Nick Sciarra, yeah. In the house. You know, he's Mr. Tight Ends.
He is.
Yeah. I mean, he's
he
well.
He walks in the door. He's respected.
Yeah.
Around the five boroughs, he's known.
All right. Well, welcome, Nick. So, you want to talk some NFL playoffs finally?
Yes.
Let's get to it. Because
And JD, the same guy who said, how can I say Ricky Williams is better than Earl Campbell, also said he went to a Flock of Seagulls concert and says they were really good. So, there you go.
Well,
you've exposed yourself, JD.
Yeah, musical tastes are, in a lot of ways, as divisive as sports takes. Because there's people on the text line, oh, your music tastes suck, and Depeche Mode's got all these hits. Okay.
That's cool, man. If you like Depeche Mode, that's cool,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Someone brought up, while we were talking about the top 150, we didn't even get to – did we talk about when the NFL did their top 100 players and they didn't put T.O. as one of the 10 wide receivers?
I'm pretty sure we mentioned that.
Oh, Lord. Mm. Like, you would think you'd just be like, okay, we've got Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, T.O. Now let's find seven other guys. No, they're going to go with – I think there were three white guys. Three white guys in the top 10 wide receivers of all time, but not T.O. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that list, and I know it was –
it's a ridiculous list.
And yeah, the whole, I guess, do your 100 for 100 years thing, I get it, but oh well. And people just think that I'm trying to be cool by saying I don't know Dave Matthews. I got him confused with John Mayer. So, listen, I'm not trying to be cool. I got bands that I like that you guys make fun of all the time. I got no problem with that. So – all right, let's get to the football, because we'll have an opinion on that, and people won't like that either, because that's what it is. It's an opinion.
All right.
Packers 49ers. Right now, that number has gotten up to 7.5. That's your 440 game. Actually, the other one's first. But
yeah, in rotation order, the late game is first. But if I were playing this game either way, and I'm still not sure that I am, it's going to have to be towards the 49ers one way or another. I don't think the Packers are very good. the Packers didn't hang with the 49ers the first time they played, and that was when the 49ers defense wasn't healthy. Now the 49ers have a healthy defense,
yeah,
and somehow things are going to go better. I don't see it. I Aaron Rodgers on the road.
Yeah.
So if I were to say, like, one of these teams even has a chance to win outright between Tennessee and Green Bay, I give Tennessee a better chance of winning outright than I do Green Bay. I just don't think they are. I've said all along, and I said when they played Seattle last week, Green Bay and Seattle are both fraud teams. Whoever wins this game is going to get beat in the NFC Championship, and I think that's the way it goes.
I agree 100%. The 49ers are healthy. We saw what they are when they're healthy last week, and a lot of it comes down to, well, what do you think of the Vikings? I think the Vikings are a damn good team, and they dominated them. So I think they're going to do the same thing this week. And I think if you're a 49ers fan, you might want to start booking your trip now. As far as the 7.5, though, I'd
rather 7, certainly.
Yeah, I'm more likely to do what you talked about early in the week, which maybe tease these games.
Tease the favorites.
But if I had to pick a side here, it would definitely be – I would go ahead and give the 7.5, but I'm probably not going to from an actual betting perspective. And then I think the more interesting game – at least, because I think this one can be competitive, is Chiefs-Titans. And right now that number's 7. And that's going to be an in-game bet for me, I think, because it's one of those, if the Chiefs are ahead, then whatever the number is, okay, I'm with it. If the Titans are ahead, that's a different animal.
See, I don't know what it is, a different animal, because...
I mean, the Chiefs can still come back.
Right. It's
but
not,
that's
this
how they
isn't
have
like
to
playing
win.
The Ravens.
Right.
The Ravens aren't built to come from behind. The Chiefs are, so... Honestly, if you're playing it live, at least me, if the Titans went out and scored first, and now it's, you know, Chiefs minus 1, or Chiefs minus 3, after the yeah. Titans go down and score, I'll have no problem taking the Chiefs. I think the problem is going to be for the Titans, as soon as they get behind by more than 10 points, they've got two options. Either run an offense if they don't want to run, which means throw the ball. And I mean, Ryan Tannehill's thrown for 160 yards in two playoff
yeah.
games combined.
Yeah.
So you're going to either have to run an offense the way you don't want to run it, or you're going to run offense the way you want, and the clock's going to tick down, and you're going to pull out a 7-minute touchdown drive, and then the Chiefs are going to go score in 1:20, and then you're going to have to start all over. So I don't know what the answer is for the Titans. I've tried to find a way to really like the underdogs this week, and I just don't. Mind you, I didn't like the Titans last week either.
Yeah,
so.
I gave the Titans a chance last week. This week, I feel like normalcy is going to return. I think you're going to see the better teams get through, and I'm really excited about a San Francisco Kansas City Super Bowl.
Well,
because I think that's going to be a really nice contrast of styles. And so I don't want to get too far ahead yet because it hasn't happened, but I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Well, on the other side of this break, I'll tell you sort of a way, if you're looking to bet it, a way maybe to bet it and get some more value out of it.
That sounds good. So they took away my TVG.
I'm sorry, Fred.
But the second leg of my pick 3, I just got an 18-1 home, so there's that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so... All right, and you know where I'm betting it? I'm betting it on my bookie, just like you can bet these NFL games on my bookie. That's how you, UFC, that's coming up. You can bet that. You can bet Premier League, NBA, take AJ's college hoops. All of it is available on my bookie. Fast payouts, great promotions, great customer service. They've got all of it. And right now they're going to match your deposit halfway, all the way up to $1,000. So, you put in $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. You put in $200, you'll get $100. All of that if you use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Promo code RADIO. You want to get in on those hockey plays that I've been giving out? Well, they're all right there on MyBookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. And you can play in-game on there. So the in-game stuff we're talking about, that's where you do it. It's all available. The customer service is terrific. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. That's my bookie.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz live here at Tight Ends in League City. If you're just getting off work, get your butt out here. Get yourself a brew. Get yourself some food. Check out the Tight Ends. I would say very quality tight ends here today. You know, kind of like not quite Rob Gronkowski level, but close.
Yeah.
How's that? Nick Chiraro.
Like Aaron Hernandez level?
Pre-killer. Well, yeah. Skill-wise, definitely. But no killers.
Well, that we know of.
Yeah. Nick Chiraro in the house tonight. He's hanging out, so if you want to come see him. Apparently, I'm not supposed to say he's one of us because that makes Joel mad. I don't know what that's about, but okay.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't want to make anybody mad.
That's like saying, like if you say Joel Blank and the fellas, that ruffles feathers.
Does it?
Yeah, like if I said Nick Chirara's here with the fellas.
Yeah.
Like fellas is offensive. If you say, like, if you don't name them all out by name, it's very offensive. So Nick Chirara's here with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman and Aaron Raybould. So
yeah.
If someone said Nick's out here with the fellas, I'd be like, what the hell? I'd flip the table over. I'd be really upset.
I wouldn't.
No?
It's just like,
no.
Apparently, it's just like that, and we're supposed to be mad about anybody trying to guess our age. Apparently, that's a big deal, too. So,
who's mad about that? I'm 39 years old.
And I'm 55, and I make no bones about it.
God, you look horrible for 55. I'm not going to lie.
I look pretty good these days. I look like a guy who kills people in the movies.
You look like you got left out in the sun too long, and you just kind of puffed up.
No, there is no sun right now. I don't know if you've been outside, but
or like you died in a pool 3 days ago.
Well, that might have happened. I don't know. I may have been dead for months. I don't know. Who'd add in Houston asking, can you repeat the hockey plays or tweet them out to us? No, I will not tweet them. And please quit asking me to do that because I don't use Twitter for that. When Twitter starts paying me for my hockey plays, I will be happy to tweet them out. But if you want them, you got to listen to the show. I don't think that's too much to ask, guys. If I'm going to give you free winners and, you know, just hit the podcast up. But I'll give them out one more time, but please don't ask again because I'm going to get to the point where I'm tired of dealing with it. Vegas, Ottawa over 6. Carolina, Columbus under 5.5. Those are your two tonight. Like them, don't love them. But, yeah. So Nick says we're also supposed to forgive our sibling if they get our significant other pregnant.
That's
or
true.
Yeah,
no, only if they marry him, not get him pregnant, right?
Well, yeah, pregnant and married. But the pregnancy came before the marriage. So, yeah. A lot of people wanting to know how Carbach was this morning.
It was good, man. We got some good I think we got some good stuff done, and we'll taste it for the first time probably about 10 days from now. And see how it is, see how it's going. And we'll probably set up a because there's not a whole lot of it. There's probably going to be like, you know, 8-9 kegs worth total.
Okay.
So we're going to set up a listener party at the brewery where
awesome.
If you want it.
Can I go to that?
You'll be invited.
Awesome.
I mean, we'll probably do our show there.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good. So, awesome. Looking forward to that. And then we'll be tasting my beer next week.
All right.
In studio. Stroh's Ballin says, is it true you guys have a buzzer system that you use to make sure you're on agreement on takes?
Yes. Fred and I always agree, and if we don't,
then I hit the buzzer.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
Yeah. So, all right, get back to the NFL. You had a stat for the people you teased.
No, I was saying because there's a lot of people trying to bet totals now, or not bet totals, bet futures now. Like, I like the Chiefs or the Niners or whoever to win the Super Bowl. And I think it's like plus 135, plus 165 for the Niners, plus 650 for the Packers or the Titans. So here's what I would say. If you're talking about betting $100, cool. I would say the wise thing to do would just go ahead and take it now, if that's the numbers you're going to get, if you like one of those teams. If you're betting like a lot of money, if you're, you know, betting in the thousands of dollars, I would kind of money line parlay, like roll over from week to week, because there's going to be a tight spread if the Chiefs and Niners are in the Super Bowl, and if there's not, it's going to be such a simple hedge to bet on one of the other teams. Like, if you like the Chiefs and somehow the Packers end up in the Super Bowl, it's going to be really easy to hedge.
Yeah, you're going to get a nice
get money.
You'll get
back
a better number on the Packers than you might get right now, actually.
Yes.
And so that's why I agree with that. If you're going to play a futures bet and you just want a kill for $650, I would take the Titans. I would take a few bucks on the Titans, because if they do get by Kansas City, I think they can play with San Francisco. And if you've gone through the Patriots, the Ravens, and the Chiefs, you mean to tell me you can't beat the 49ers? So if you're playing that and you're looking for a long shot of the four, that's the one. I mean, I'm not doing it, but I know people like to play long shots. If you are, that's the one that I think has
Who do you like? Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl.
I kind of think that, too.
I believe it's Andy Reid's year. I believe it's Patrick Mahomes' year. And I just think this is – I thought they and the Ravens were the two best teams.
You know what this would do, though? It'd buck your trend of by year whatever, if you haven't won a Super Bowl, you're never going to win one. If Andy Reid wins one now,
he's giving
hope to Billy O.
Well, no, but he also, if you go back and do the research, he's been to a Super Bowl.
Oh,
so
that's true.
If you've been to a Super Bowl, then
it's still open.
It's still open. So, yeah, it wouldn't ruin the research at all. So it still means Bill O is never winning a Super Bowl in Houston.
Okay.
So don't, you know.
He might win at his next stop.
Yeah.
Like Kubiak did.
Exactly. That's a
championship.
That's a possibility. Somebody says, in the car with my wife, she's new to the Blitz. She said, AJ is being rude to Fred. If you're new to the Blitz, that's just part of the show.
That's part of the show.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Plus, listener's wife, you haven't seen Fred in real life. You don't know what he looks like.
Hey, man, leave me alone. I'm a solid four these days.
You don't know what it looks like when a microwave gets hot dog, or a hot dog gets microwaved for a little too long and it explodes, and then you put hair on top of it. That's Fred.
I respectfully disagree. I'm up to at least a four these days.
Yeah, you're a solid. You're a solid five.
No, four. I'm not going to overstep things just to get ridiculous. Five. Come on. Only with Photoshop. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And if you want to come hang out, come out to Tight Ends. We're at in League City. Nick Sciarra is here. You get to meet the legendary Nick Sciarra, who is not one of us, apparently.
No.
Because we don't want
him. He's one of the fellas.
Yeah, he's one of the fellas. But he's out here. Come on out. Good night to get out, because you don't want to go home. Nobody wants you there. That's how my house is. Nobody wants me there. Well, actually, that's not true, because wife's out of town, so the dogs want me at home.
Yeah.
They like me. At least I got that going for me. But... yeah.
Did you see that Carlos Beltran basically admitted, yeah, we were cheating?
Mm-hmm.
I should have done something about it.
No, because you're winning.
Is he a snitch now, or is it after?
Oh, no, it's
once
afterwards.
The seal's broken, it's okay to be like, all right, you got me.
It's okay to be a corroborating witness at this point. Although, I mean, the reality is, if you read that Rob Manfred thing, which I went through the whole damn thing. Almost everybody on the team apparently copped to it. Like all the players, when they said they interviewed 23 players, like almost all of them copped to what they did. So,
they didn't cop to the electronic stuff, though, like the buzzers.
No, they didn't cop to the buzzers. But if you're going to cop to everything else and not cop to that, it's kind of like the guy who, the serial killer who kills 10 people, but then you ask him about the 11th, and he's like, no, I didn't do that. You might
tend to believe him.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it. So, but yeah, I.
You know how I know that's a good analogy that you just used?
Why is that?
Because that's the analogy that popped directly into my head.
We're agreeing too much today,
man.
But well, I saw
you're having a great day today. Great day.
I don't
here.
Feel like it. I feel like
no, you're
I feel well
today.
Below average today for some reason. So, I saw a. I think it was a Law and Order episode like that. But, man, I've been trying to get caught. I watched that movie Shot Caller. Have you seen that yet?
No.
A lot of people were suggesting it. It was okay. It's just really...
What's it about?
It's basically a prison movie. It's about Nikolai Nikolai, what's his face from Game of Thrones?
Volkanovski?
Coaster Walder or whatever it is.
Okay.
He winds up going to prison for manslaughter, for an accident in his car. And he's like this upstanding dude who turns into this hard ass in prison. So I've seen it before. It's not unique. And, you know, just, there's just nothing really.
So you're telling me I don't need to watch it?
I think you would like it because, you know, but there's no prison rape scenes. So you wouldn't like it. But
I'm actually against that.
Jeffrey Donovan's in it, who I'm a big fan of.
I'm a Jeffrey Dahmer guy, not a big Jeffrey Donovan guy.
He was in Burn Notice. I don't know if you ever saw that show, but not bad, but it's not one I'd go out of my way to see. How's that?
Is that a garbage truck race happening on that television?
It looks like it, yep. Dude, that thing's moving, too.
There's a race of garbage trucks racing through the desert.
In Saudi Arabia.
Boy. There's something for everybody, isn't there?
I'm telling you. Yeah, except for horse racing, which was on.
And two of the top three racers appear to be American.
Well, what would you expect?
Yeah, we do dominate.
When it comes to garbage?
Garbage truck racing.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Through the dunes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Ooh, that was a crash. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. And we're back on the Blitz live here at Tight Ends in League City. If you're just getting off work, get your butt out here. Still a few tables left for you. Somebody asked you guys into The Witcher yet. I watched it. AJ did not.
AJ is not planning to.
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I've had enough people tell me that I probably wouldn't like it that I'm not going to watch it.
And I agree. I've been watching this British show, Dalziel and Pasco, which is a...
It's basically sounds like a cowboy movie.
It's a cop show is what it is. I like detective shows.
Okay.
And I like this one because he's just this cantankerous old guy that doesn't give a bleep about anything.
Who, Dalziel or Pasco?
Dalziel. Pasco is the younger, hipper guy who he just beats up on all the time.
Okay. So it's like you're Dalziel and I'm Pasco.
Kind of, yeah. So it's,
if we were a buddy cop movie, that's
yeah, although I may be grumpy, but I'm not in that guy's league.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he'll just walk into a room of people he doesn't know and just start ordering people around.
Is it Robert Duvall?
No, it's some fat British guy. And,
oh, okay.
And so they basically refer to him as the fat guy. So I love anything that's detective stuff, so I'm enjoying that. But that's,
have you seen Unbelievable?
I have not.
It's about, like, a string of rapes that go on. And this one girl basically tells her story, and the cops don't believe her.
Oh, you know what? I think I have seen that.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a good show. It's on Netflix.
So I asked that guy that was yelling after every comment still there. I hope he did. He came over and sat at the table next to us, and he's commenting on everything AJ's saying. Pretty funny. So I asked, how often does that happen? Not really very often, because most people get...
That we can't hear what they're saying.
Yeah, when the headphones are on, we can't hear you. And most people won't talk to us when the headphones are on. When the headphones are off, people come up and talk to us, which is great. But, yeah, that was just very strange. So somebody says, it's 2:30 in the morning, but I'm actually listening to you guys in Saudi Arabia. He's doing the pyro for those races.
Oh, nice.
And
the
now
the garbage truck race pyro guy.
And then somebody asked about what do we think of Dave Aranda to Baylor. We did hit on that. I love
Dave Aranda's biggest hit. Why don't you? Right?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we
the
got
Dave
it.
Aranda
we
band.
Got that straight.
No, I love the hire for Baylor. I think it's that's a good pickup. And
I saw, and I don't know how true it is, but I got a text from someone who said that LSU was going to reach out to Charlie Strong, like someone who like wouldn't just say that, like not a guy on Twitter,
right.
Someone who I actually
right.
like think knows some things.
That wouldn't be a bad DC hire.
Oh, I don't think so either. And it could maybe start to sort of, you know, rehabilitate his reputation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I as a head coach, but
yeah, nobody's looking to hire him as a head coach right now.
But
it's not a bad place to
start. I do think
the
guy's a damn good DC and would be a good fit there. So I got to say, I trust Coach O to find the right guys. He did a good job this time. Especially you need to watch Outsider. I've got it recorded. I've not watched it yet. And then somebody asked about, did you watch You Don't Bleep with Cats? Yeah, AJ actually suggested that. I thought that was very good. And have not watched the Aaron Hernandez documentary yet. So at some point I'll get to that. It's been kind of cool having a place of myself and kind of watching whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
Which is good. Because like I kind of got on that and we were off early, so I got to watch the end of the Jeopardy thing. I really enjoyed that. And last night I just got to sit there and watch UHSMU and the Rockets. Yeah. Just chilled. It's really nice not having somebody else in the house. I'm just saying. And
this is the other thing we got to. Everyone's spreading around this Mike Trout's on HGH, according to Scott Brosius's son. Well, I mean, I guess Scott Brosius's son would know.
Is he any relation to Curly Bill Brosius?
No, he's relation to Scott Brosius, former Major League third baseman, who apparently just – and maybe that is Scott Brosius' son. I don't really know. Just like maybe that is Carlos Beltran's niece. My guess is no, but –
Yeah,
know,
I'm going to go with that's a hard no on the niece thing. But,
I mean, like, so if I just tweet something out and I say, oh, I'm pretty sure that that, you know – Fred Fowler has old people porn on his computer, like lots of it, downloaded that he filmed himself at an old folks' home.
Right.
He forced them into an orgy and wouldn't give them their meds unless they did it, and he's got that on his computer. That doesn't mean that it's true.
Right.
Is it like you can't just say whatever you want and
dude,
be like,
that's
well,
Twitter these days.
Some random dude said it. It must be true.
But, AJ, man, that's Twitter. I mean, people just make stuff up.
Yeah, but I would say I'm Dickie Thon's son.
Right.
So I would know.
Okay.
That gives me the credibility? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'm actually not Dickie Thon's son, for full disclosure.
Yeah, I think you're too old to be his son.
Well, maybe.
I could be wrong
his
about
son
that.
From his second marriage?
Maybe. I don't know. Dickie Thon. But, I kind of... I mean, that's the Twitter world, man, and I wish people would just stop. So I'm going to miss my pick three here, damn it.
Astros interview Buck Showalter for managerial vacancy. Boy, nothing spells we coming like Buck Showalter. That's
man, he's a manager.
What a buzz creator that'll be. Woohoo.
So... You're not a fan of Buck Showalter?
I mean, Buck Showalter's just like the most recycled coach
I know.
Or
I mean,
manager.
And all the names that they mentioned are all recycled guys. It's like, really? Really? This is what you're going to do?
You know who I'd hire? Whoever was like A.J. Hinch's top assistant.
Well, and they've got a guy that's been there that they, the Estrada, who's on the list. So, although I'm sure he knew nothing about any of that stuff.
Actually, you know who I'd hire? Brett Strom.
That's what I would do.
That way you could keep him forever.
Yeah.
And
but like, for some reason, they don't like to hire pitching coaches. I don't know why.
Well, how's he going to do the pitching coach job? Well, he'll take 10 minutes out of his pitching coach job and fill out the lineup card, and then he'll go back to coaching the pitchers. I think he can handle it.
Yeah. I saw Jeff Banister's name in there, which...
That's your boy, right?
Yeah, went to high school together.
Damn, Fred.
So I wouldn't mind that.
You'd have the in... I mean, we would have.
I don't know. I don't think he likes me very much. At least he didn't in high school. So.
Oh, because you were Mr. Steal Yo Chick.
No, I wasn't.
You banged his girlfriend, didn't you?
I did not. Nope.
With that rock and roll thing.
No,
that you
we just
doing?
We ran in different circles, man.
Yeah, because you were a rock and roller, and he was a jock.
Yeah, and I left the jock life to be a rock and roller.
And you gave him the middle finger, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
F you, man.
No, didn't do that. Never
I'm
did.
Living this rock and roll lifestyle.
Never did. That's fake news. Hashtag fake news.
I like to picture it that way, though.
Really?
Yeah, I like to picture you in that Judas Priest outfit, giving him the finger. Stomping the halls of high school, weighing when you weighed 62 pounds.
That Judas Priest outfit thing is never going anywhere, is it?
I love it. You got a leather hat? Damn.
Yeah. That wasn't my best look. I mean, the best look was when the hair was really long.
When you had a leather hat, I would say it's safe to say you and Jeff Banister weren't running in the same circle.
That's definitely true. But we did play on a couple of the same baseball teams at one time. But yeah, I wouldn't say we hung out together. Then Lamarck was a pretty big school back then.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, I root for the guy because he's the one person from Lamarck who's more famous than me. And I'm not sure he is right now. If he gets a job again, he will be. Hey, right now, I'm probably in a slight lead. But
What about your brother?
He's reasonably famous.
I mean, he is a track announcer at the Gulf Greyhound Park.
Yeah.
You're not a track announcer.
No, I could have been. Not a job I'm really all that interested in.
Huh.
I've done it before.
You're not interested in fame and fortune, huh?
Nope. I want to be a little radio guy. Come okay. in, do my 3 hours a day.
Speak of the devil. Look who walks in the door.
Yeah.
And see, they started clapping for him. I told you, bro.
He's well liked here.
That's right.
Yeah. So, the other brother. All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show.
You mean the third brother? Is that what you call
him? He's the middle brother. So
is he the least famous?
I'd say he's the least famous. He's probably the smartest. He's the most normal. How's that? He's normal because he works. He's a
He's got a square job.
Yeah,
yeah.
So he's normal. But all right, we're gonna take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, and we're back on the Blitz live here at Tight Ends in League City. Nick Sherrara's here, and a lot of Blitzers starting to trickle in now. If you want to come on out, we'll be here till 7 o'clock. Do you have a favorite tight end? Usually you do.
You know, respect Antonio Gates. Shout out, man.
Yeah. I'm a Gronkowski guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, Thailand, where a lot of sex things happen in Thailand, apparently. Not quite as bad as China when it comes to these weird stories, but it's up there. We get a few, right? Here's one thing you do not want to do. You really don't want to be placing your penis in a metal pipe. Especially if you get it stuck.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you get it stuck for 5 days before you actually get up the nerve to go to the hospital.
Oh, man.
Because the pain became too much.
That's one of those things, and it happens a lot with people who insert objects into their body.
Right.
They get things stuck inside them, and then they're embarrassed to go to the doctor because it's like, what do you say? Oh, hey, doc. I dropped my crescent wrench and it fell into my ass. Like, it's a tough conversation to have. So guys would prefer just to try and tough it out, and then that's how you die of dysentery.
Well, the 21-year-old man made himself a sex toy from a sock and a metal pipe. Now, just gonna throw this out there: if you're gonna do this, just go buy one, right? But no, he was trying to be creative. He got stuck, of course, tried various lubricants to free himself.
He tried butter?
I'm sure he did. He tried a little bit of everything. I think grease would get you out of there, but didn't work. Nothing got him out of there. So after 5 days, it got pretty painful. I'm wondering what he's doing for 5 days. How's he peeing?
Through the pipe.
Okay. But guess what happens after 5 days with your penis in a pipe? Starts to decay.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Are you sure?
After he finished, it was so swollen the blood couldn't flow back, which is what got him stuck. And by the time he went to the doctor, it had started to rot.
Oh, no. Is that reversible?
Well, they spent...
And how do they get it off? Do you get a welder in? What do you do?
They spent 3 hours cutting the metal from it. And it took 25 blades to slice through it. And the doctor said, when I first saw his thing, it was already swollen. And they used 25 blades and spent more than 3 hours. So what?
I mean, you got to give me a final result.
Well.
Is it unknown?
The doctor just says very dangerous to have this in this position. And they managed to salvage it. But there's going to be some permanent rot there.
Oh.
So let this be a lesson. This is a public service announcement. Do not try to create your own sex toy with a metal pipe and a sock. And if you do and you get stuck, don't wait 5 days.
Don't say if you do. Just leave it at don't do it.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But
I've got a secondary gym, if you don't mind.
No, but everybody's going, everybody already making jokes about
laying
this.
Laying the pipe.
Yeah, and not exactly a pipe dream. Yeah. Okay.
So Pornhub is being sued.
Really?
There's a guy who is feels that Pornhub is violating federal law right now because his name's Yaroslav Suris.
Okay.
He is suing Pornhub, claiming it's denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to its videos that others can easily enjoy.
Huh?
According to documents...
Wait, who listens to those things anyway?
I don't know.
I mean, you mute them, right?
Yeah, otherwise your wife will hear it.
Exactly.
I mean...
How are they discriminating against this guy?
He thinks that there should be closed captioning. Which, by the way, if you watch, like, Czechoslovakian porn, it's usually closed captioned. But...
So basically the closed caption is going to be, yes... Come on.
In documents, Suris says the deaf and hearing impaired can't understand the audio portion of videos on the website. Some of the titles he says he watched but completely lost on dialogue. Hot step aunt babysits disobedient nephew. Sexy cop gets witness to talk. And daddy 4K, Allison comes to talk about money to her boy's naughty father.
Hmm.
So he was really looking for storyline on those.
Who watches porn for storylines?
And instead, he only got video sex. What's more, he says he and those in similar situations would shell out money for a premium subscription, but calls it pointless without closed captioning.
Okay, so you're suing a free part of the porn site.
Yeah. And TMZ mentions, and this is kind of true, it's sort of like buying Playboy for the articles. Like... If that's what you're into, okay.
Well, don't they have a Braille edition of Playboy for blind people?
I don't know. Does Playboy even exist anymore?
Well, I thought it went away, and then I thought it came back. I don't know. I don't really pay attention.
I'm so far out of the porno game. Times are hard. Aaron, what about you? Playboy, you seen it lately?
No, but their website's still up and working.
And Aaron's as deep in porno as you can get, so he would know.
Yeah, he does sound for porno. A lot of people don't know that.
Yep.
But that's
Aaron, a new voiceover.
Aaron closed captions his porno.
Exactly. But yeah, he's the guy in there with the boom looking it over and making sure he gets all the squeals and yeses and gods and all that in there. That's his job. I like that, Jim. I'm going to say frivolous lawsuit. I don't think it's got a shot.
Why don't we make a company that transcribes what it is. All
now
the sounds from
talking.
The porno. We'll make a company that does it. We'll partner up with Pornhub, and then we'll make a fortune.
That's actually a good idea.
I mean,
that means you have to watch every porn
that's
video
the next thing
and
for
just
Gal Media.
Type up the whole time.
But does
you want to talk to David Gow about this?
You know, I might just want to get this one started on the down low and then just make sure we tell him later, oh, hey, we have a new revenue stream.
Good news, Mr. Gow. We're rich.
Yeah.
We got that deaf money now.
Yeah, I'm not thinking that's a big market, guys. I don't know. I mean, if we're gonna put a business model together, I kind of think there needs to be enough of a market for it. I just think it's one guy here.
0.38% of the U.S. population is deaf, so you're looking at about a million people.
Okay, of those, how many watch porn?
A million people,
probably. Eh. I don't know, but then that also limits our growth once we reach those million people.
Although more than half of them are over 65 years of age, according to this stat.
Oh, well, that's that. Now we're dying off. So, it says start porn map. I'm pretty sure we own that domain name.
I hope so. Otherwise, someone's going to get it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know when or if that's going to get launched. But, it's just too bad all the deaf people can't hear this radio conversation.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd probably be pissed.
Yeah, well, and not only that, I mean, how are you going to market to them? We're sitting there talking about this great idea, and I mean,
how are they going to know it exists?
Exactly.
I'll write an article for Sports Map tomorrow in letters.
Okay.
And then we'll start the business.
Okay. I'll make sure we get all the LLC stuff taken care of, and that we don't tell Mr. Gao until we make money.
Okay, until it's profitable.
Yeah. Once I can just go, say, hey, look, we got a check here for $42,000 for you. I say, oh, great. What is that? Just another business we started. Nothing huge. It's a transcribing business. I think we could pull that off. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I kind of feel like that's a strong finish to the hour. With
one to go, Fred.
Pornhub and rotting penis.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get those every day.
Not on the same guy.
No.
The guy with the pipe, he's not deaf, is he?
Doesn't say.
Let's just assume it was him.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It might have been. All right, well... he probably had to run up his credit cards to pay for all that.
Medical bills.
Yeah, and guys, if you had to do that during the holidays and you're getting all the bills and you're looking at them going, damn, man, I'm paying too much on this. Well, how about this? Got an easy way for you to save some money. Lower your interest rate on credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, probably 18 to 20%. It's not 5.89%. You can get loans anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 and choose your funding date. You can do it as soon as today. It's so easy to do. Just get on your phone and apply. Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.